I wasn't that familiar until I really started digging down in the weeds a little bit about what ECMS was and what it was supposed to do. And my surprise was the fact that this had been in place since 2007. And OIG, Assistant OIG Belinda Finn was there and spoke at the committee hearing and spoke that as 2009, 83% of the contracts were not on this ECMS system. So you or I or the public or whomever, a contractor, couldn't go on and find out, is this work being done in a timely manner? One of the questions I asked was, okay, I've been asked to do a lot of things and mandated by the federal government I didn't like. Is this system just too hard to utilize? I mean, is it just adding work and not adding value? And I know you probably heard we got an ambivalent answer. They're trying to make it easier. And you certainly don't want to make work for people. That's silly to do that. You want to make a system that's transparent so that you or I, the taxpayer, or anybody who or another contractor may want to go on there and see if this work is being done in an appropriate way.
There's a mandate in place. People at VA are supposed to be doing this, and yet, as you pointed out, the VA Inspector General Office comes away with an 83% non-compliance result. Are you getting a sense of why there is not an accountability structure in place for people who don't do what they're supposed to do at VA?
What I couldn't believe after being there, there's no penalty for not doing it. Typically, if you set up a mandate, there is a penalty if you don't carry out that mandate. And apparently, best I can tell, there is no penalty. And what I heard the VA say was it was a lack of leadership. And I don't think that's acceptable. I think that if someone felt it was important enough to have this transparency so that you or I or whomever could go on there on the website and find out where this contract was, and we'll talk about an example of that in a minute. And I also have done a little digging since I got home here. We have a VA here, and I just started asking some people on the ground floor, people that are actually having to execute these contracts, how hard it was to do. And apparently that's not easy either. Apparently that process is extremely slow in the VA system.
Talk about that example that you mentioned just a moment ago.
Well, yeah, the one we looked at was a project that's going on in Denver, Colorado. And it started in 2004, I believe, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but I think it was about 2004, so don't hold me to the exact date. They were going to have not a bed tower, but a big expansion of an outpatient. They change their mind. They go to a bed tower. And to make a long story short, they're now getting down to building a 40-bed tower, and the whole cost of this is going to be like $500 million. And I almost flipped over in my chair because in my home community, in the 30 years that I've been here, I practice medicine, and we've built a 500-bed hospital, 120-bed hospital, and a specialty hospital since I've been here. I've been involved in that. And that cost was through the stratosphere. And so I was shocked, and my concern about that is not looking after these dollars closely. Is that these dollars that are not spent wisely don't go to patient care, to care veterans, or to expanding or getting another project. For instance, if you didn't waste that much money there, that would be monies available in bricks and mortar to build an outpatient facility somewhere else for veteran care. So we need these resources, as we well know now, are extremely, extremely hard to get a hold of. We need to make sure that the taxpayers and the veterans are getting what they pay for.
What would you like to see VA institute to either ensure compliance or maybe to also demonstrate that the folks that are complying are doing what they should be and make light of the successes that are happening so far and maybe encourage more of those?
Sure. I think, and to be fair, Belinda Finn at the OIG's office said, you know, because this wasn't being entered into ECMS didn't mean that there was anything wrong being done. So I want to make sure that our listeners understand that just because that data isn't being entered doesn't mean that anybody's done anything wrong. But it's been mandated. It's a mandated project. And it should be carried out, and I'm going to make sure that it is. I think my committee, the committee that Bill Johnson chairs, the Oversight and Investigation Committee, certainly, no doubt about it, we ought to be able to make sure that the VA carries this out or don't have it as a mandate. So there should be some teeth in it or some encouragement in it so people will do that.
And I want to be clear, because there are many times where your colleagues will say this absolutely has to happen, and we focus maybe more than we should on the stick part and not as much on the carrot. So I think it's encouraging to hear you say you're open to that part as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't – and look – These are not bad people that are out there doing that. These are good people. For some reason, that's the reason I've instituted electronic systems, electronic health systems that are hard to deal with. They're very difficult. They add time to your day. They slow your productivity down. I wanted to find out if that was part of the problem. Are you not using this because it's burdensome and what you're currently using just works better? So that wasn't the answer. And the answer I heard from VA was that it was a lack of leadership on their part. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to make work for these people. I want them to work more efficiently, and I also want them to make sure that if this ECMS system needs to be tuned up, let's tune it up so that you or I, your listeners on your show, could go on the web and find out in a particular project. And these are contracts, by the way, that are over $25,000. These are of the bigger type, not the simple, small contracts, day-to-day things that VA does.